Dictation for James Wood, WOOD, September 7, 43. Address as a letter to Troy Troy Novak, NOV as in Victor AK, 5831914. Dear Troy, consultation for Mr. Wood. With recent change of kidney function, comes a company with daughter, back in June, a lot of physical activity without hydrating herself, excuse me, without hydrating himself with the hot weather, was very weak, abnormal chemistries, was not admitted to the hospital. He already has cut down activities. Present normal appetite, no nausea, no vomiting, no dysphagia. There has been, however, weight loss from 122 to 114. Denies diarrhea, bleeding. There is minor nocturia, but no incontinence, infection, cloudiness, or blood. Denies gross edema, claudication symptoms of discolor of the toes. Denies chest pain palpitation, minor dyspnea, mostly on activity, not at rest, no cough sputum production, no oxygen inhalers or CPAP machine, no orthopnea PND. Denies headaches, some bruises of the skin, but no rash, no bleeding nose gums. Other review system otherwise is negative. Next paragraph, past medical history, colon cancer, surgery done. This is in the late 1990s. I'm not aware of recurrence, and he denies chemotherapy or radiation treatment. There has been also esophageal cancer of the distal third of the esophagus. Per recommendation of Dr. Smith, he went to Los Angeles, California, where surgery was done in 2005. There were no complications of infection or leakage. Did have close follow-up, and he is considered clear of complications of recurrence 5 years later since 2010. He denies diabetes, hypertension. He denies the event thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, no heart abnormalities, TIS, stroke, or seizures, no chronic liver disease, isolated kidney stone. He doesn't remember the type. He still has his prostate and denies infection, cloudiness, or blood. Has tremor of activity, probably essential tremor. Next paragraph, surgeries, as indicated above, colon cancer, esophageal cancer, appendix, gallbladder, right-sided lens implant. Next paragraph, never smoke, does drink cocktails almost on a daily basis. He is a member of the ELKS, E-L-K-S. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, presently, no medications except from vitamins. Next number, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, he is the younger of 5 siblings. Many of them live to very old age, in the 90s, upper 90s. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 114. blood pressure 126/70 on the right, 122/70 on the left. Elderly gentleman, very pleasant. I noticed tremor on activity, not at rest. Right side length implant, early cataract on the left. No facial asymmetry, no expressive facial dysarthria, no respiratory distress. Lungs are clear distant, no consolidation pleural effusion, no gross arrhythmia pericardial wrap, no abdominal distension, ascites or tenderness, has an ostomy, no edema. No focal deficit, tremors as indicated above, normal speech. Next paragraph. At the time of question dehydration, his creatinine was 2.15, 2.18, representing a GFR around 30, stage 3 to 4. Prior testing is many years back, 2017, when the creatinine was 0.8. At the time of acute kidney injury, a minor low sodium, upper potassium, metabolic acidosis, elevated liver function test with normal bilirubin, normal albumin calcium. Hemoglobin minor decrease comparing to historically, MCB in the low side with normal platelet count, RDW normal. Next paragraph, repeat chemistry just a few days ago, creatinine improved, but at 1.22, this is not normal for him. This likely represents a GFR in the upper 50s. The calculations are not accounting on his diffuse muscle wasting from age. Most recent chemistries, metabolic acidosis and low sodium with a normal nutrition, calcium and phosphorus, persistent anemia. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Acute kidney injury, likely representing pre-renal state back in June when he was doing a lot of work outside in the middle of the summer. 4 or 5 hours, 3 times a week, long mowing without drinking enough liquids. That has improved, but is not normal kidney function. At the same time, there is no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Blood pressure is normal without treatment. There is a low sodium concentration and metabolic acidosis that needs to be monitored. There is anemia without external bleeding. I'm going to do minimal workup for anemia, including iron studies, reticulocyte, B12 folic acid. Because of the recent renal failure, I'm also going to check for monoclonal protein. We will repeat liver testing that were abnormal a few months back and update urine sample to see if there is any activity for blood protein or cells. Depending on that, more workup will be done. And potential a kidney ultrasound given prior history of kidney stone. All issues discussed at length with the patient and doctor. End of dictation.